Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity, flop, flop, flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Fourth and final hour, Zolak and Bertrand from our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester. What are you laughing at? Can you share with the class? Turn your mic.
No.
No?
How come you don't opt for the big chair? We got tall chairs. We got big boy chairs.
Oh, these are hate way more comfortable. Hate them.
You don't like the taller ones?
Nope. Oh. Nope. Nope. I like this. I like to do this.
Maybe because you guys are tall.
Much more comfortable.
Nope. See
chair.
This right here? See this little adjustable back thing?
Oh.
Lumbar support.
Also wider.
Wider.
Mm. More space.
I like the new ones.
It does feel like you're, I don't know, it's like you're sitting waiting to take off.
Well, you can adjust the armrests on them just like you can with those. See? Put mine down. Wallach had him up here like he was.
Wallach was using this chair. I took it from him this morning.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he was not using
it. Well, somebody, when I used a big chair the other day, somebody had not adjusted the armrests.
Take it back. Wallach's got that damn roach ass. It's that big wide.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. Oh, Wallace's guy's skinny as a rail.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say he has no ass at all.
Could tell. Tell those mom jeans he wears. Levi's.
Where's warm-ups?
Man, Levi's.
He wears Levi's. He wears the sweatpants a lot, Wallach does.
Yeah, you know, it's an early morning type of thing. Yeah. Now he's not on TV anymore, so you don't have to worry about how he looks.
He was worried before.
Don't worry about
that. Jim in Foxborough, what do you have for us today, Jim?
Yeah, on that MVP thing, you know, I've been watching baseball a long time.
Well, you are obviously qualified to answer this question then.
Yeah, I mean, I started watching baseball with Williams and Pearsall and those guys, but I don't even know what the MVP means anymore. It was always the best player on the best team. If you consider personal performance, I got to go with Betts because of his defense and speed. But overall, what's the value to the team? I believe all the hype with Martinez being the clubhouse guy, how much he's contributed to Betts and other guys hitting, the way he studies pitches. So I lean towards Martinez, but, you know, I believe that hype. I guess if you don't, Mookie's a runaway. But Beetle, how you cannot think having two players on the same team hurts them is beyond me. Zolak's right for once. I mean,
how do, to explain that? How does it hurt them? How does it hurt them?
The runaway.
How does it? Why would it be any different if they were equal performances? If J.D. Martinez played for the Yankees and Mookie Betts played for the Red Sox, how would it be any different? They would still be extremely close.
I think the difference is in the voting because they're on the same team.
Yeah, but how?
How? Explain how.
You either vote for one or the other. You don't vote for both.
You only get a vote.
Right.
For first place.
And I don't see.
I don't understand that.
I don't see it how it hurts the team in any circumstance, but especially when a team is on an historic pace. It's like, well, the MVP has got to be from the Red Sox.
Exactly. So, in fact, I think it works in reverse. That means more of the votes will automatically go to the Boston Red Sox as opposed to looking at the other players who might be in consideration.
And back to his earlier point, because voting now is not for the most valuable player, it's for the best player on the best team. The caller just said it. He is absolutely right. I mean, it took a ways in a while to get there.
But
No. But if it's 80 for Betts and 20 for Martinez, what's going to happen? Betts going to run away and win it. Number two is going to be Ramirez from Cleveland. And JD's going to finish third. JD's not
okay, but either way, one
second.
Of your players is going to win the MVP.
Right. But I'm saying,
so I don't need JD Martinez. Explain to me how it hurts them, because if JD Martinez was still in Detroit, or still in Houston,
where would he finish?
Third, second, or third?
Fifth, maybe fifth.
Yeah, I don't see why. I don't.
Is he on a good team then?
If he's on a different team, and they all have the same performance level, and they're all still doing the same thing, then how does it hurt? I don't understand. He's still going to get votes. JD Martinez would still get votes playing for another team. Mookie Betts would still be getting his votes playing for the Red Sox.
I don't know, and I think there's like a popularity thing with him that hurts him, that he's not that popular a guy. He's a guy that's fought it, and he's complained about it. You know, the lack of attention from him, for guys like him and Goldschmidt. I don't know.
I think the success of the Red Sox and the fact that they are both on the team.
Red Sox,
means it will come down to those two players, that they'll get all the votes, and it will be divided up. But they will get I bet they get more votes together than they would if they were on separate teams, because then Ramirez, I think, would get more of a look. Collins in Hartford. Hey, Colin.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey, so I think you guys are kind of crazy, to be honest. How is JD not the MVP? So listen, he's leading the league in hits, home runs, RBIs, bases, and his teammate is second in average. Honestly, that's all I need to hear for him to be MVP, and that's coming from a diehard Yankee fan, guys.
His teammate, what was the part about his teammate?
His teammate is second in batting average.
Mookie Betts is ahead of him batting average.
I didn't understand.
I don't know what he was trying to say there.
Second overall?
I don't know what his point is there. I can tell you how. I can tell you why it is. First of all, RBI, which I do value. I still value, and I give JD Martinez all the credit in the world. You can't count that against Mookie Betts. You understand that, right? You're not going to count that against him being a leadoff guy. So, no. No, that doesn't work.
We've been saying it all year long. He should have so much more.
Yeah. Batting average is .350 for Betts. It's .333 for JD Martinez.
On base,
Mookie has a higher OPS.
Yep.
Mookie has a within 1 point slugging percentage, .668 to .669. Oh, so he's 1 point better. That could completely flip. OBP is higher for Betts. Batting average higher. He's got far fewer strikeouts, 115 to 62. Anything else you want to add, Hardy?
No, but to be fair, the RBI, that's a big difference. Because of the home runs, Martinez is at 104, Betts is at 63.
Right, but their spot in the lineup also has a big impact on that.
Mm-hmm. That too.
Because 7-8-9 is what's in front of Mookie. And his first at-bat of the game, unless you're hitting a home run, I mean, you're not getting you're not knocking in runs unless you have guys in front of you. And he doesn't. You can't hold that against a leadoff guy. RBI does not count against your leadoff hitter. Like, that to me is, you want to point something out, you can point out the difference in home runs. There's 10 more home runs for JD Martinez. I don't even think that caller had all the stats right. Betts has more doubles. Betts has more triples. What's the total number of hits? 7 fewer hits for Mookie Betts, 145 to 138. Betts has played in 13 fewer games. Betts had injury.
Yeah.
Betts had time off.
Yeah, he's got 35, is it 41 fewer at bats than Martinez, but only 7 fewer hits. I think not only offensively, but the fact that he is a very good center fielder, or a very good fielder, I should say, and has the ability as in out and right, and the ability to. And look, I know JD Martinez has played left field a fair number of times this year, and I don't want to get into the difference between left field and right field. It's like, all right, you're both playing outfielder positions, and you're both contributing defensively. It's just that Mookie gets a chance to contribute more. And if you're talking about the value to the team, if he plays more defense then he and he plays it well, then he is inherently more valuable. Not by a ton, but enough to put him over the top again in that category too.
If you're building a team tomorrow, you get to pick one player. Who are you picking based on this season?
Mookie Betts.
617-779.
And to pick JD Martinez, you're not wrong.
No, you're not going to have a bad team because you picked him.
No, but
I would take my pick.
I would take Mookie after thinking about it for a second.
More your calls on this debate, which again is one of the few debates we have left, and it's about MVP, which I don't think anyone really cares all that much about, but we will do it because that is the part of the Red Sox season we are at. More of those calls next.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Try to be best, because you're only a man, and a man's got to learn to take it. Try to believe, though the going gets rough, that you got a hand tough to make it. History repeats itself, try and you succeed. Never doubt that you're the one.
Try to be the best you can be, not the man.
This has people fired up. JD versus Mookie.
So stupid. Nobody cares. Some people care. Like Billy Lanny.
No, people do care.
Really?
It has people. Yes! Look at the phone lines.
People are crazy.
People are fired up.
Don't yuck someone else's yum.
I'm not yucking your yum.
I like talking about it. Let's talk about it.
Who's the MVP last year?
Could tell you.
Trout?
You know what? Let's do this.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Josh in Somerville. Who was the MVP last year?
Talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm up. Who's the MVP last year?
Yeah.
No clue.
Who won the Cy Young?
Tell you.
Oh, no.
My call is about this year, actually, about the JT.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this isn't my take, but I've heard it from a lot of people, and my question to you guys is, is it that absolutely insane to suggest that Mookie Betts is the AL MVP, but JT Martinez is still the Red Sox MVP?
I think it's foolish. Because if you're voting on the same, if you're voting on the same criteria for both, it would be the same guy.
But who's changed the dynamic of this team more?
Well, then you would vote. If that's how you're voting for an MVP award, why would you not vote for him for both awards? Why would it be different?
I hear you. I just think it's maybe up for debate then. That's not my take.
You debated on your own time. I'm not debating that. That's a second caller that wanted to debate this. If you are voting on the same criteria for MVP, whatever you decide is the criteria, how would you end up with two different results for Red Sox MVP if you feel that same player is deserving, or these two players we are discussing, JD Martinez and Mookie Betts, are worthy of winning the AL MVP? Why would it be a different player for each award? Why? Because you are changing the criteria of the voting for each award. That's why. That you're voting based on
yes.
two different sets of standards. So, yeah, I think that's kind of crazy. Thank you.
No, team.
Speechless.
No,
so, wait, it's different for team MVP?
It's different. I'll tell you why it's
so
different.
Stupid.
I'll tell you why it's different. It's like voting for governor versus voting for president.
What the hell? How is that similar? What?
Because there's one guy who's like the
Those
best.
Those are different jobs.
Yeah, are they? I'm not sure. It's kind of the same
doesn't
thing.
Doesn't make any sense.
No, if it's good enough to be the best for your state, is it really good enough to be the
Those
best
are not
in
the,
whole the country?
Same job.
It's a really good analogy. And by the way, last year's MVPs, do you know?
Jose Altuve and Stanton.
Very good. Did you look it up?
Stanton hit a million home runs.
Did you look it up?
Earlier today.
Yes. I would not have come up with Altuve.
And I knew. I know that.
You knew,
I knew it was Altuve.
You should have said, Altuve.
But I went.
We
I want to take a
stab.
He didn't know that.
2 minutes ago.
So I tried to prove the point. He didn't even know who the Cy Young guy was. So, I mean, like,
you
these
know,
words.
You couldn't remember.
I knew it was Altuve. Jose Altuve.
Okay, you couldn't remember the name Cy Young.
That's one little thing, okay?
That's
Mr.
Just
Perfect?
A Zomond.
Okay.
Okay.
Kershaw was the guy, by the way, that won the MVP in the National League.
You can't stop.
Back in 2014. Verlander won it in 2011 in the American League. Pitchers that also won MVP.
It was Verlander.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. You were right on that.
Yeah. Verlander was the guy.
See, I don't, 2011
was the
I don't
year.
Agree with that. And a lot
yeah,
of people,
either.
A lot
so of MVP should be for position thing. Players.
A lot of baseball people were trying to make that the case that he was the most valuable guy. If you're going to start, you're going to take that guy. once every five.
Well, let
games.
Me ask you a question. How do you feel about a closer like Dennis Eckersley, who won it in 92?
I'm more on board with that than I am a starting pitcher.
What about Rivera?
Like I am too, Rivera, because I feel like years. That's in the middle. That's a guy who plays a lot.
Yes.
The best.
Mo Vaughn, of course, won it in 95 because Albert Bell was such a jerk that the writers wouldn't vote for him.
Mm.
That's what happened. Let's go to Colin, who's in Hartford. Colin.
He already called again.
Oh, he called?
He called.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Okay, we'll hang up on you then.
Is that our intern?
I even know that's the second time he called today.
Are you sure?
Yes, Colin. Because I thought, ooh, that first time he called, it's our intern calling from Hartford, like he's out of state or something.
All right,
and he called again. He's like, yes.
He did. He said yes, so he did.
He better, Peter.
Yeah. Mark in Rhode Island. Mark.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Mark.
Hey. Question with regards to obviously Martinez and JD Mookie. I'm a Mookie guy, and you were talking about JD having over 100 RBI. I don't know how you'd research this, but how many of those 100 RBI were actually Mookie scoring?
I don't know. I don't have the number. I'll try and see if anyone can look that up. What does that matter?
Well, he's on base for...
Oh, you're saying it helps
because Mookie is helping JD by being on base in front of him.
Correct.
Go with run scored.
I get what you're saying.
Just look up run scored.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Just a food for thought.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Still going to knock him in. I get it. RBI is a stat of opportunity. But I still think they're valuable because I still think it sort of measures what you do in those spots when you have the opportunity. And I got to say, just from watching, JD Martinez is pretty good in those opportunities. JD Martinez has had a lot of big, late, clutch types of home runs, including his base hit that he had against the Yankees in the comeback last Sunday night. Kevin's in Methuen. Kevin.
Yes, I'd like to talk about the lack of hitting from the two positions in the major leagues, first base and catching. Like 10 years ago, we had so many all-stars at catching, Fisk, Munson, Johnny Bench, freehand. Now, you really can't even say that we have any all-stars at catching as far as hitting. I mean, they seem to be like 220 hitters. I wonder what's happening in the minor leagues that they're not concentrating on catching as far as hitting as well. I mean, Leon is doing a great job behind the plate, but I think he's just worn out now. I mean, his batting average has really gone down. And first base is another thing. I mean, Mullen was an all-star, but I don't think he really is an all-star. I mean, the whole major leagues, first base has gone down. In the old days, he had so many power hitters at first base. You don't see that anymore. I wonder what's happening with the minor leagues, that they're not concentrating on hitting as far as catching in first base.
I think that's a fabulous question for Tony Maserati and the baseball reporters.
I'm just going to say, I feel like we're on the baseball
PM. I don't know what they're doing in the major leagues.
I tell you what,
leagues.
I would love to hear Tony talk about that. I'm not equipped to answer it. But especially with the catcher position, is it if somebody's that good at hitting, are they recognizing them earlier on in their career saying, we can't afford to have you wearing out, getting down in the crouch, you know, hundreds of times during the course of a game.
Hey, think of Pudge or trying to think of the guys in the past.
And wearing out your body, even just throwing back to the pitcher's mound. No, you got to focus in on hitting. Are those guys are they being spotted earlier on in their careers and they're getting taken away from those positions?
Probably not. Probably not, because it's more valuable that they catch if they could call a hell of a good game, you know? And there's always some good hitting catchers. But not to the point where, wow, we got to take this guy out of the crotch because we worried more about him at the plate than we do him calling games. Like, it's more value.
Okay, who's the last great?
Yeah, no.
The last really good offensive catcher to come up. I think it's probably like Joe Mauer.
Yeah.
Yep. Mauer is a good one.
I mean, I can't think of someone more recent than that who was, you know, a guy who got your attention as a hitter.
Mm-hmm. Since Mauer?
Yeah. Like, before that, it was Mike Piazza, but that's going back. And he, by the time of the middle of his career, wasn't really catching all that much anymore, was he?
Mm-mm. Fairtech was good. I mean, but not to that point of those guys you're talking about.
I don't know.
Posada was clutch here and
Jorge,
there, but
yeah,
not.
Jorge Posada,
yeah,
but not,
he wasn't consistent.
But not like consistently, but no. He would have some big hits. Like he and Veritek had big hits, but it wasn't like, wow, we got to move these guys.
No, but here. If you have a guy who's your catcher who's above average, just barely
Maurer.
Above average, it's a huge plus for your team. Like Jason Veritek never tore the cover off the ball, but offensively, he wasn't a liability. I would say the same is true. Posada had a year where he hit 338.
I just saw that.
2007. Now, that was an anomaly, though. Career average, 273. Yeah.
Psych. 277 the year before, 268 the year after.
Pettit had the good stuff.
Yeah, he was. You look at his career, he was a 270, 280 type of hitter. His career average, 273. He was not a 338 hitter, but he did have that monster year.
In 07, 338, 2007. Good grief.
Did have a 30 home run season, too, in 2003 for the Yankees. Mike is in Worcester today. Mike.
How are we doing?
Hey.
So, I just, JD, you can't give the MVP to a non-positional player. Yeah, he plays sometimes in the field, but Mookie's always in the field, doesn't make errors. And I feel if JD was in the field, he'd be costing runs. You know, he hits them in, but he also will cost us some.
Yeah, gold glove right fielder. Better on the base paths, too. Fred and Ken. Fred.
And by the way, I'm getting some backup on my moving these guys away from catcher. Like Bryce Harper was a catcher for, you know, all the time coming up. And as soon as they saw him, like, not anymore. You're not a catcher anymore. I don't care how good a game you call. Forget it.
Hey, Fred.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
What's up, though?
Hi, what's up?
Hey, I first off, real quick, I just want to say as a fan of like watching things that make me uncomfortable, you bailing on Sarge last week was incredible.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
It's one of my better
Absolutely
moments.
Amazing.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. But what
Did you see him crap his pants?
Yeah. It was. Yeah.
We might play that at the end of the show.
And I had to pull over laughing. Just listening to him on the radio was incredible. So what I was going to say.
We're going to take a call. Hey, no calls. No crossover.
We had a lot of fun with Zoe and Beetle today. I can't remember what it was.
Great interviews.
People are staring through the window.
Felger Mads coming up next. How much time?
Very inquisitive. I agree with the caller, maybe four or five callers back with everything except finishing a 12-pack before one. And that would be that MVP and the best player on the team. It's like kind of they're different. I think Mookie would be considered the best player on the Sox, but JD would be considered the MVP because he wasn't here last year. And look at the change that's been made. He's hitting home runs. They needed a power bat. I think it all depends on what you're calling the MVP. Is it the best player or is it the most valuable player? Mm. Thanks, guys.
All right. Okay. And I think that's the best argument for voting for JD. That is. I just don't vote that way. I wouldn't vote that way.
That and governor president.
That is not a good
Everyone
analogy.
Everyone agrees that's a good analogy.
Try again next time. We got one more segment of your calls. Today's takeaways at 150.
Sports Hub headlines.
Who's going to be catching the ball when Tom Brady eventually throws it? Well, Eric Decker's been having his problems in practices. Do you have any excuse for the drops?
I mean, there's no excuses for it. It's something that obviously got to address and. You know, that's something you work through. Again, that's, in my mind, is why God created practice is just to be able to get better and, you know, kind of flush that out. But, again, my job is to catch the football, so I got to do better.
The Patriots will take on the Eagles Thursday night for preseason game number two. For the Red Sox, it's game one of two in Philly starting tonight, 7:05 first pitch. It'll be... Nick Pivetta throwing out that first pitch for the Phillies tonight. He's 7-9 on the year. He'll oppose Rick Porcello. Gets a start for the Red Sox. Got a 14-5 record and a 4.17 ERA. Headlines are brought to you by Play It Again Sports in Dedham. Their grand reopening tent sale is August 18th and 19th, up to 75% off all equipment. MAP pricing may apply. 606 Washington Street, Dedham. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
All right. What is up with all the new rock rejoins? They so this is, sound like old songs.
I didn't know this. I just asked Hardy what this was. It's Greta Van Fleet.
It's been a hard day.
Tom, yeah, can you just play the beginning of, of that one again?
Give me it again.
Just
it sounds like the start of Hard Day's Night. Now you get, you faded it in. You got to play it hard.
Yeah, we got it, but you need a hard start.
It's been a hard day's night.
And I've been working like a dog.
Now you got to stop there.
It's been. What about that one Superman? I am. That's another one that I always get whacked out on.
I know, but you're the only one who thinks
that. I am not. It sounds just like R.E.M. Sorry. Lito. Wow. Hey, sir.
Here you go.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. Jackson the Pret somewhere, go those crazy guys.
I should be sleeping like a log.
And when I get up to you, I find the thing that you do and make me feel all right. It's been a hard day's night.
What a ripoff. Ripoff.
Oh, but Greta Van...
Do the Superman one.
Greta Van Fleet being accused of being a ripoff.
Do the Superman. Oh. Not the first time, huh?
What the hell is this place going to do when we roll with the changes for the first time? We haven't done that yet.
Oh,
yeah. We've only been together for one day.
New building?
Yeah.
Well, with the doors closed, I don't think it'll
bother pretty much
anything.
Blares throughout the whole floor.
It happens on a Friday. We're not going to be together on a Friday until the month of September, I believe. So no risk of it happening anytime soon.
Doing it on Radio Row is seriously some of the most embarrassed I've ever been in my life.
Why?
Because we're screaming REO Speedwagon on Radio Row when we're crammed in with 100 other radio stations trying to do their broadcast.
But Houston, it was a bit awkward in Houston because it just got a lot of weird stares.
Yeah.
I feel that Minnesota
got it.
They were ready for it.
Yeah,
snappy too.
You know what? You know what it was too. We had a lot of people from Boston there with us watching the show.
Yeah,
because the public was there to sort of view
you
it.
You get a lot of white trash in a food court.
Well, some of the people visiting the Mall of America.
I did
America.
Not see a lot of white trash in the food court. I saw a lot of lovely Scandinavian looking ladies in the.
Oh, you did?
Oh yeah.
And they were,
did you notice how beautiful the people in Minnesota were?
Very good looking people.
Oh, yeah.
Not really.
Good looking people there in Minnesota.
Really white.
Oh, yeah, Minnesota.
I have one Uber driver who is strikingly handsome. Is that what you're talking about?
The man?
Or just women man. Exclusively?
Oh.
No, all good looking people there. Mm.
We drove around.
Uber was pleasant there. They were very nice Uber drivers.
Whatever you're in, Lord.
I had an Uber driver in Minneapolis.
What the hell
driving,
mask carrying?
Driving a Q7.
And like out, five suitcases.
Like an $80,000 Audi SUV. Oh, thank you. It's nice.
Very nice.
Okay. Robbie's in Halifax. Robbie, what do you have for us today, Robbie?
Hey, guys. So I think the best argument for JT as MVP would be not just his. Yep. Difference he's made is that, but the difference he's made as far as the power of the rest of the lineup is.
Yep, I know what you're talking about. He's helped tutor younger players. He has offered his expertise on the swing launch angles.
Put him in, coach, and ready to play.
He's looked at film with other players. I mean, Mookie's even mentioned it that he has had discussions with JD Martinez about hitting that have helped him. So, sure, the Red Sox are good only because of JD Martinez. Jim is in Warwick. Jim.
Hi, how you doing today?
Hi, sure. Jim.
I wanted to call in about the Red Sox. They didn't acquire that reliever that they wanted to during the training deadline time. And I was just thinking, like, they could be effective using, like, something non-traditional, like Cleveland did a couple years back when they were bringing Miller in. And also, years ago, the Giants used Bumgarner a lot in the World Series. I was thinking possibly they could set up a series where they plan to throw Sale three times in the series, and they could bring some of the starters in, and their strength would be the long relief trying to get it to Kimbrel in the bullpen, even if Kimbrel had to do two innings. I don't think not acquiring that reliever is the end of the world. You know, they get great hitting and obviously winning a lot of games, you know?
Yeah, I would go on that last point more than anything else, that they've got great hitting. They're probably going to get decent. If they get decent starting pitching and they score runs the way they have in the regular season, they might be okay even with the bad boy.
Yeah, they just beat the hell out of people. I mean, it's just through the lineup. Yeah.
And you don't have to necessarily beat the hell out of people every game. In a seven-game series, you've got to beat the hell out of the other team for four games. You can lose three along the way. You know what I mean? That's allowed. Sean is on the Cape. Sean.
How's it going?
Hey, yeah, how are you?
I'm good. So pretty much going back to the catchers not being great hitters anymore. So I know you guys mentioned Harper being a catcher going in the minor leagues. I know another guy like that, Kenley Jansen, the closer in the Dodgers, was actually a catcher. But they see these catchers in the minors, and they hit really hard, hit really well, and they move them away from the catching position to other positions, and then kind of victim of that catching position.
Yep. Sean, I'm going to let you go. Bad phone again. Buster Posey is another one, by the way.
Yeah, we missed that one.
Another offensive catcher that seemed to be fewer and fewer in the league. He was talking about Kenley Jansen was a catcher. I didn't know that. There's none one more. So there's just too much wear and tear being a catcher. So if you've got a great offensive threat and you're organizationally looking to add that guy to your major league roster, you're going to say, yeah, no more catching for you. Find another spot.
That's probably why I put Swihart in the outfield. Let's check him out there. Such a good hitting prospect.
That was because they didn't think they were going to need him as a catcher.
Right.
Brian's in Boston. Brian.
Hey. Hi. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
Good. Yeah, by the way, governor, president, totally terrible analogy, different role.
Thank you. Absolutely horrible.
I'm not sure you understand it, so we'll take the last.
One controls the armed forces. The other one doesn't. That's the whole thing.
Wait, that's the only thing?
No, it's
wait a minute.
I didn't consider the commander-in-chief aspect of the president's role as opposed to the governor. I stand corrected.
You're right. The other guy presses buttons.
I'll be here all week. Just let me know when you need me. That's
okay.
So anyway, just two quick points. Look, I think a Red Sox is going to win the MVP. Totally agree with it. Just don't sleep on Ramirez from Cleveland. The guy's right there with OPS and WAR and all that stuff modern voters like. And he is statistically right there for a 40 home run, 40 stolen base season. And voters love special things. And very few people have ever done that. That being said, let's be clear. J.D. Martinez is right there for the triple crown, and he gets that, it's over. Mookie Betts ain't winning the MVP. It's that simple. The other thing is, very quickly, we also have a chance here for a Cy Young MVP in Boston, which doesn't happen very often when both are on the same team. So just love to hear you guys' thoughts on that and go from there.
Yes, that will tickle us all if that were to happen. That would be terrific.
Celebrate all these.
We'll
awards.
Remember those ones.
We forget most historic years. Season, historic
the
regular
war factor
season.
I don't get that though. Like if war is a big important factor for these voters, which great, terrific. It's a great tool to use in figuring out who's contributed more. And he's right. Jose Ramirez is right there. Depending on whose calculation of war you use, I think FanGraphs has Ramirez ahead of Mookie by like a tenth of a point.
Yeah. And where there'll be people and voters that look at what he's done as being more important for his team because Boston is just so good all
Whereas
around.
Whereas if you pull up Baseball Reference, it has Mookie with a WAR of 8 and Jose Ramirez at 7.5 and Trout's in between them at 7.8. I like how you go from using WAR to, but if a guy gets a Triple Crown, throw it all out the window and vote for him. I'm not sure that if you get the Triple Crown, you have to be the MVP. And I'm not sure that voters will go that way. I know that Miguel Cabrera did happen for him. They stuck with that. You win the Triple Crown, and you get it. Final call of the day goes to Mike in New Hampshire. Mike.
Mikey.
Yes. I don't mean to oversimplify it, but with the emergence the last few years of Mookie Betts, the Red Sox have been a very good team, a playoff team, but one that I don't think many of us really thought they're definitely going to win the World Series. They have a fighter's chance. Now we add J.D. Martinez. They're having, in my mind, unless I'm wrong statistically, the greatest Red Sox regular season in history. And I think most of us out there think this team can definitely win the World Series. That's kind of my take. It's a little simplistic. It doesn't have anything to do with numbers or anything like that, because I think numbers are very, as you guys have pointed out all morning, very comparable. Big difference between being a leadoff hitter and a 3-4 hitter. I just think really the feeling I have about the Red Sox is they're spectacular right now, and this guy's helped get him there.
Because they added him. Like, he gets the benefit because he was the second guy to get added to the team.
Yeah.
And he's been great.
And he's added late.
Sounds like we've been bashing him. I don't mean to sound that way. No. I think Mookie's the more important guy. 617-779-0985 if you want to jump on board for Felger Mass, because we're going to today's takeaways. Zoe's going to play some of Sarge from last week. We have not revisited this at all this week.
Yeah, we haven't really been in. Like, we've been in camp and we had the days off.
Was that only last week?
That was last week.
Wow.
That was day before a game.
Touch on that coming up.
And it was his birthday.
Zola and Bertrand. Midday on 98.5. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Time for the takeaways here on Zolak and Bertrand, brought to you by Awaken Weight 80 Weight Loss. Zoe's going to give you the details on that. Out there reminiscing about his weekend in Nantucket.
It's catching up with Mike.
That you and Felger hang out together outside of the office.
Oh, we had a lot of fun. It's good to see Sarah and the girls. Catch up on some of the stuff there. Awaken Weight 80 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life. As you know, Beetle, it's the official weight loss program of one of Sarge's favorite baseball teams, the Boston Red Sox.
Yes, sir.
And part of the problem is we have a lot of complaints when Hardy's not here. We, personally, as a show, because Hardy adds a lot to our show, obviously. He's very talented.
You say, and we have a lot of complaints?
You
like,
and
we're
I.
We're complaining?
I think you and I and Jim, and we all complain.
I haven't actually complained. Yeah, it's not an actual complaint.
I take it right
complaint,
to the air.
But
I start bitching at Walt.
We prefer that Hardy be here.
Right. Because he adds a lot to the show, and it's sometimes... You know, 4-hour show, and it's different every day, and you like bouncing everything off three different guys. That came out wrong.
Again, whatever you're into.
Hardy. We'd rather
same goes for you, Hardy.
So then, yeah, but just, you know, Sarge is here for 4 hours, and, you know, Sarge is very precise on his hub headlines, and he actually looks at the clock up there and counts himself down. So Sarge has a good clue as to where the clock is.
Does he? Because his headlines seem to be longer than anyone else on the station.
So I just figured I'd give Sarge a birthday present as we were signing off last week, and here's how it went. You're going to consider this your birthday present? You're finishing the show.
How much time? What do you want me out at? 150? Zoe is out of here. All right, so listen, what are we on to? 159.50 or what? Is that what we're doing? Zoe is out. Hey. It's just me running the show here for another 3 minutes, so look at that. We had a good time today with Zoe and Beetle. Felger Maz are down at Gillette Stadium. They're going to join us on the line for a little crossover? No, they're not?
Wow.
No. Well, let's just carry
on your own, pal.
All right. Are we taking phone calls, too, or what? No calls?
No calls.
Is anyone listening? Anyone listening to, you know, maybe make sure we're still on the air? Yeah, we are. Okay. Oh, come on in, Jim. Hurry up, Jim Murray. Hurry up. Save me, please. Jim Murray's in the house. He's going to cross over with me here because he's coming up on headlines next. He is not at Gillette. So how much time left? I don't know how much time we got left. Another minute or two?
We got a bed. We'll play you out.
What a guy. What a guy. And Zoe's back. Look at that. I'm promoting everything
he's
here in the station.
Nervous.
Yeah, I got it all, baby.
Radio station.
Let's go.
Right there.
All right. I don't have no takeaway. We had a good chat with Brad Friedel.
You love the new studio.
It's like, beautiful, baby. Beautiful.
No wrestling. You can do the 2 minutes on wrestling.
Well, we didn't take any phone calls. Couldn't do it.
You don't do phone calls at the end of a
come
show.
Come on, make it happen. I got nothing left there, baby. Let's go, Zoe. All right. You want an extended headline? We'll do one. Let's go. My name is Mike Riley. You know me as Sarge. Hit me up on Twitter at Sarge985. Thanks to Tom and thanks to our man Colin over there. And my man Mason Souza, he helped us out today as well. And thanks to all the fine folks behind the scenes at NBC Sports Boston. You guys rule too. I salute all of you. Thank you very much. Let's go to the headlines.
He's asking for help.
Nope. There's no headlines. You still had a full minute plus.
Still rolling. Begging
before you get to those headlines
or
there.
Jim Murray to come in.
Wow.
One of the take calls.
I'd like to know how many beats per minute his heart was going at that point.
A lot. He's panic. He just turned to look to scare to Tom. You know?
Panic.
You know, like when your kid runs away at the mall and you're like, going to scare your kid.
I like
I'm going to hide
said,
right here.
Is anyone listening? Are we still on the air? Yeah. Like, yep.
Somebody.
I think he wanted to take calls on.
Somebody close to him.
That's my favorite
recently said, what? I'm not sure there is a point where Mike Riley ends and Sarge begins anymore.
The line has been blurred.
That's Fred's complaint.
Mike Riley may no longer be a thing, He's all Sarge.
He's a different. He's a different person than he was when I first met him.
Yep,
that's what I would say.
That whole McFoley thing, and just, he has changed. Andy Wong in or out, and starts like, don't bring him up.
Not the same guy. Bring him up. Not the same guy.
The Wong father's mad at Sarge now too. So,
oh, why? Because of the
Sarge
McFoley
just
thing?
Aired out some business and Toucher and Rich, and I don't think Andy was really appreciative of it.
Oh boy,
yeah. Too big for your.
That's
britches.
His sugar daddy. What's he going to do now?
Not going to have that lanyard next WrestleMania. Was it WrestleMania, what, 33, 34? 34 this week, this year? I don't think Jimmy's going to WrestleMania this year.
No,
got the baby now.
Jimmy's out.
Oh, boy.
He's a father now.
Time to grow up. All right. We're back here tomorrow.
We are.
Thank God.
We are. We'll be back here at 10 a.m. We'll do it all over. Hardy, you going to be here?
I will be here. I'll
Is
be
Jim
here.
Jim back tomorrow?
I'll be here all week.
No, Jim's out tomorrow.
Oh, he's back tomorrow.
No, Jim's out Wednesday. He's off. You don't even know.
You sure? Okay. We'll figure that out between now and tomorrow at 10. Felger and Mazur next.